flip to Jim Brown, turning left end. He's to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. Jim Brown to the 30. He's to the 20. Jim Brown is down at the 17-yard line.
This is obviously very special and I think very significant day in Cleveland Browns history. Jim Brown needs no introduction in Cleveland. I think one of the reasons the Browns remain so popular is when a lot of us were growing up, they followed 32, and 32 was their hero. And so to have 32 back on our team and working with us and being part of not just the Cleveland Browns, but I think the Cleveland community is tremendously important.
Jim, a very exciting day. Welcome back to the Browns.
Thank you. It's been very exciting.
Yeah, let's talk about this, the role of special advisor. What are some of the things you want to achieve in this role?
Well, the bottom line is we want to have success. Success is our goal. But having said that, I would like to have an effect on the players. I would like to be there for them. I'd like to be able to discuss things with them. I would like to have a certain kind of relationship with the coaches. And, of course, have a relationship with the owners and have that translate into how the players approach the game, how they play the game, and how we as Cleveland Browns deal with the community.
You have such a deep understanding, too, of the psychology of the players and kind of as human beings. I mean, you are more than just someone who talks football with people. You go very deep in these discussions. So if you can discuss how you make those connections.
Well, I tell you what's so funny. I've already made a connection with Trent Richardson, who was the third guy in the draft that was chosen. So, you know, he has a big value. There's a big investment in him. And he's shown the flashes that says he's going to be a great player. I mentioned that he was ordinary, and people took that a certain way. But he didn't. He did not take it as a negative. And when we met, that was not an issue. And just think what that showed me. So the players, they know that there's some people that doesn't matter how old they are, they can relate because I respect players and I respect people. And it doesn't go by age or power or money. I respect people for what they are. So it's going to be a trip to relate, you know, mentally to Trent and the other players that will be available to me. And I'm really looking forward to that because I do it anyway. But now I can do it for the Cleveland Browns.
And speaking of relationships, it's the relationship that you formed with owner Jimmy Haslam, his wife Dee, that really led to this, that made this happen. Talk about how that came together and what you see in him and his wife that really drew you back to this organization.
Well, the first thing is he's extremely smart. He has the Cleveland Browns' best interest in mind. He wants to bring about changes. And he's got a great wife in Dee who is active in every way. But I'm impressed with him as a human being and as a very bright individual who, if everything works out well, he should do a great job here in Cleveland.
Well, you mentioned this during your news conference earlier, and you've seen the changes this club has gone through. Just based on what you see of what Jimmy Haslam has put in place with Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi and Coach Jedzinski, the whole hierarchy of this club, you called it the team behind the team. What about this group impresses you?
Well, you have to put a lot of thought to form a group like that. You have to hear about the group, and then you have to think. You can't just say, oh, yeah. And it's not about one guy. It is about that total team and what that team brings to the table. Because when you put that kind of combination together, you're going to maximize your opportunities. Because each one of those individuals have a calling card that belongs to them. But they all will be able to work together. We have to believe that this is a total organization, that all of us count, that the history counts, and that's what we have right now.
And this role as special advisor is much bigger than football. In your return to the Browns, you want this to be more, and so does Jimmy Haslam, as he mentioned today, more of an ambassador role with fans, a community role. So you want to reach and touch a lot more than just football with all of this.
Absolutely. Cleveland Browns have always been much more than football. Always. And Jimmy caught on to that right away. And he's talked more community to me than he's talked football. And if you'll know, in the press conference, he talked about community. But when you get an owner that can think for himself and is interested in community on his own, and then we know what we have to offer him, that's a great combination.